We're back on Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. All right, you need to go to YouTube or elsewhere, find the film Cue a Mom. It is done by Sean Donnelly. It's about him and his mother, Tammy. Sean joins us on the phone line now. Sean, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Okay, so just tell me the premise of this or how you got here.
So yeah, my mom has sort of, over the years, slowly gotten more and more into these conspiracy theories and kind of like outlandish ideas. And over time, it's gotten more and more kind of extreme and also more and more right-wing, I would say. And so it was a little bit concerning to watch. And I used to like send her articles and try to like be like, hey, I don't think this stuff is actually true. But it felt like it was like, you know, like someone throwing a fork at a tank or something. It was just like hard to penetrate all the stuff that she was like being bombarded with all the time.
I think it's something a lot of people go through. And so she would send you emails, right, to sort of maybe not try to convince you, but to let you know things that she thought were true and were going to happen?
Yeah, exactly. And her line to me is always like, I just want you to be prepared so you're not totally shocked when this stuff happens. And that's like, all right. I'm prepared. Like, you don't need to keep sending it to me, please. You know?
And then, so to talk her out of it, you kind of made a series of bets, right?
Yeah. Well, I'd noticed over the time she would make a lot of predictions over the years and they wouldn't come true. And then you would ask her about them or try to like, and she would just say, oh, I don't remember that, but here's the thing that's definitely going to happen. And she would kind of just be very like on to the next one and kind of forget about the old thing, you know? So I kind of felt like maybe it would be good to kind of hold her accountable, make a series of bets, put a deadline on the date, and then, like, let's test some of this stuff and not just let it be, like, so amorphous, you know?
We've got a short clip from the movie, the film, and here she is talking about those issues.
Hey, Mom, you wearing a mask when you go out these days?
I don't believe we've had a pandemic. I believe it was a plandemic. If you look at Rockefeller's lockstep, it was planned in 2010. It's all laid out exactly. It has to do with a new world order.
Okay, but we can all agree that these wildfires are pretty intense, right?
Oh, I do not believe the wildfires in California and Oregon are natural. I've actually seen the blue beams in many videos, so I believe it's definitely direct energy weapons.
So there's an idea of her belief structure. Those aren't the issues per se of the bets, but when you hear her say that, it's one thing to be convinced of things, but she's convinced she's seen it, right, with the blue lasers.
Well, that's just really, yeah, like, what's scary in a way is, like, you watch enough of this stuff over the years, and it just blends in with your brain, and I don't think she can even keep track of what she heard where, or what is like, a lot of these things she just thinks were her own ideas, and I think that's just the nature of memory in your brain, is it all just melds together. So, like, you know, yeah, there's just, like, a lot of things that, like, I'm like, she's like, that was my idea. I didn't read that anywhere and stuff like that when clearly it didn't happen. I think it's hard to even keep track of where, you know, how things evolve.
Sean, she's not addled, right? I mean, she's mentally very much aware.
Yeah, no, she's definitely, yeah. I mean, I'm not a doctor, but I think she's fine in every other capacity. I know what I was going to say before that I forgot, but basically there's certain like YouTubers and stuff where she's always just like, well, I know these people, my friends have said this and stuff. And I'm like, you don't know those people. Oh, sorry. But I watch them. But like, there's just a fine line where she does act like this is firsthand knowledge and she knows these people and not like, well, I don't know who these people are. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. And so from 20, if you were to go back 20 years, would you see your mom going down this road?
No, I mean, obviously, like, it's not like she was, like, you know, an MIT scientist or something who like, maybe that would be more surprising because they're really into, like, rigorous scientific method. Like, she's always been into alternative health stuff and kind of, like, some kind of conspiracy theories, like aliens and stuff have always been an interest to her and just stuff like that. But I think that, I guess the part that I didn't see coming was that somebody, this is my belief, is that somebody kind of weaponized these conspiracy theories and kind of made them all very political and kind of sucked in all these people that were just sort of like open to the weird esoteric stories out there. And they kind of made them all like anti-Democrat and pro-Trump, you know?
I do. And the frustrating thing, I mean, I know families who have been dealing with this too, and is that there's no, you can't talk someone out of a conspiracy theory because they're always fed the next line in it. As you said, you would say, well, let's talk about the bets, but you know, you would say this, she would say this is going to happen. And then when it didn't happen, she doesn't accept that she was wrong. She just moves on sort of to the next thing or to the next level of it, right? Tell me about the bets.
Yeah. I mean, the bets, we made 7 bets. That's like her lucky number. So she wanted to make 7 bets. So you can see in the video, I think she's kind of like pulling them out, just winging them, just being like, how many are we at? 5, 6, let's keep going. And then, so she's just kind of winging it and picking out like the 7 things that she thinks that she's most confident about. And one of them, like this was after Biden won the presidency and was inaugurated, and she's saying, I bet you in a few months he won't be president anymore and Trump will be back, which is like pretty wild to me that she would believe it that
right. But it's one of those things that flows through there. I'll just run down a few of them. Another was that it would be proven that the Capitol Hill riots were conducted by Antifa and Black Lives Matter. Another one, that the Pope would be arrested for pedophilia, that Hillary Clinton, Nancy Pelosi, Barack Obama, James Comey would be arrested. Someone big like Tom Hanks would be arrested for pedophilia. I think there are others. Huge election fraud with the Dominion machines would be 100% proven. Yeah. None of those things, not only were never true, they've not been proven to be close to truth. And so she paid you. She pays you the $700. And then what's her response after that?
Well, she says, first of all, I underestimated sort of how corrupt, you know, the media and the world and the government is, that they wouldn't actually arrest all these people they were supposed to arrest. Like, I'm just disappointed, but they should have. But then she also says, but the election fraud, there is tons of proof on, and anyone who looks at it can't dispute it. And I'm like, well, I've looked at the stuff you sent me, and I definitely dispute it, because it feels like there's like a lot of things in here that don't look very reliable, and you can like fact check and double check other places and see that these things are really just blatantly not true.
So
she's like, no, it's true. So obviously you can't have a conversation and get somebody out of that stuff, you know?
Well, that's the hard part, because you can't confront them with evidence or your truth if it's backed up by evidence, and they won't move. Do you feel like you've lost your mom a little bit?
Well, I mean, I think if anything that should come from this video, I think what I'm trying to focus on is to, like, I guess being like an example of somebody that me and my mom think very differently about this stuff. But also there's a lot more to life than politics and like what you believe about some of these like figures that, you know, none of us know, you know what I mean? So I think to let that define your whole relationship is probably a mistake. And I do love my mom, and I do think she is a great person. And I try to just focus on the other elements of her that I like and try to avoid talking about this stuff. And I personally think that if people just cut out everyone in their lives because they believe crazy stuff or stuff that they think is offensive or bad, then it's really not going to make anything better. It's probably going to make it worse, because people will become more isolated and more extreme and go even further down the rabbit hole. And I just think that I don't know, I guess I feel like it's important to stay in relationship with people and focus on the things that, you know, are more connecting and human. And so I do feel like I've lost a part of my mom. I think that like this has become a huge hobby of hers, but I guess I try to look at it like somebody who gets really into horses or something, and you're just like, hey, I'm not into that, but we can still talk about other stuff, you know?
I admire that, because that's hard. It's well put, because you can take it in other areas, whether you're voting Democrat or Republican. You know, we become isolated from one another. And that's another way of looking at it. And you're right. That does only draw us further and further apart. Well, the name of the film is called Cue a Mom, and it's just 8 minutes or so. It's a quick watch. It's on my Facebook page if you want to see it, or you can find it on YouTube as well, and maybe start the conversation. It was fascinating, Sean. Thanks for joining us and talking about it. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Okay, so do you have a Cue a Mom in your life? I would love to hear from you about what you thought about this, or how you're dealing with it. The phone number is 312-981-7200. You can send a text or give us a call. Always like to chat. More fun than texting. What do you think of Sean and his mom? Or what do you think of your mom or your dad or your uncle or your husband or your wife? We'll take your calls coming up.
I don't want to name too many names, But I'm just going to say $100 at A-Star Hollywood, people in the music and in Hollywood will be arrested for pedophilia and satanic worshiping and sacrifices. I'll give you some examples. Tom Hanks, Oprah. And you're going to see some proof soon, and you are going to be shocked to the core. You probably won't be able to get out of bed in the morning. And you're going to probably call your mother and say, I can't believe all the crazy crap that you showed me all these years is really true.
That is Sean Donnelly's mom, Tammy, in the film QAnon. We just talked to Sean about this, about how his mom has sort of fallen into this and can't be talked out of these conspiracy theories, even when the things she predicted would happen don't. And I just wondered if you've got this in your family. 312-981-7200. Becky is called. Hi, Becky. Welcome to WGN.
Yay, I won the trip from Barcelona to Paris. Yay! Yeah.
Congratulations, that's not a prize.
Oh, come on.
But I can set you up if you'd like.
No, this is just a quick call.
Sure.
My mom fell for everything, and she's no longer with us, but she was an extremely intelligent woman, business owner, and just fell for all the, everything.
Well, Becky,
hook, line, and sinker.
Did she fall for things as a result of her age or not?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. And when I would tell her that's not true, she would say, well, how do you know? And I would say, well, you just have to, read the newspaper. It's not true. Well, how do you trust the newspaper? And I was kind of left with, because it's true. And she's like, well, how do you know it's true?
See, and that's the thing. So, I don't know if the right word is insipid. I don't think it is. But it's this, you can't make someone unbelieve something if they do, despite the evidence. That's what
I know.
That's what the hardest part, I think, of a lot of this
is. It is, yeah.
Well, I'm sorry your mom has passed, but I'm glad you called. You were going to say something else.
Oh, no. It's like a never-ending loop. Like, how do you know it's true? Because it is.
Well, I thought
I thought
Sean said was was sweet and nice, and that he's not letting it impact his overall relationship with his mom. I think he's in a minority there, but did it impact your relationship with your mom?
No, it did not. We just didn't talk about those things.
Yeah.
And when it came up, we just tried to divert the conversation.
Well,
so there was no changing her mind, but I appreciate everything you do. Keep up the good work.
Oh, Becky, thanks for calling and thanks for listening. I do appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Also, a text from 815, OMG, that is my sister. And the emoji is not a smiley face. So it is hitting people in their family. Okay, let's say hello to Jack. Phone number is 312-981-7200 if you'd like to jump in on this. Back on 720 WGN, you're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News. Okay, we talked earlier this hour with Sean Donnelly. He created that movie QAnon about his mother and her beliefs in conspiracy theories. And we're talking to family members of others who believe that way. On the phone line is Katie. You're going to get the last word. Katie, how are you?
I am good, thank you. I'm in my car, so I can't turn my radio down, so I can hear you without any delay. Hopefully that works for you.
Okay, what are your thoughts?
In any case, my son is like that. And he won't even get a vaccination. And he's visiting people with small babies and all kinds of things. And he says it's all a conspiracy and it's all not true and the government is crooked and blah, 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 blah.
And so has it impacted your relationship with him, Katie?
No, except we don't talk as much as we used to.
So a little bit.
Yeah, we're okay with it, but we can never discuss that because it's just nuts.
And how old is he?
It's just, I don't know how anybody can just put aside, like the previous caller said, anybody that can put aside any common sense.
Yeah, well, listen, I appreciate your call and drive safely, okay, Katie?
Okay, thanks, Steve.
You bet.